I want to spend a few minutes this evening thinking about two questions. First, did Jesus rise from the dead? And second, does it matter? Now, you might think this is all a bit obvious. Of course he did. But I'm asking whether Jesus rose from the dead for real. You see, let me ask some different questions. Did Goldilocks really eat from three bowls of porridge and lie on three beds? Did the gingerbread man really jump off the cooling rack and run out of the house? Did Winnie the Pooh live in the Hundred Acre Wood? Was Tess of the D'Urbervilles from the ancient kingdom of Wessex? Does James Bond drive an Aston Martin? It's yes every time, isn't it? We know how the story goes. Sorry to break it to you, but none of these characters are real. Those things didn't really happen. Not in the same way that the Magna Carta was first signed in 1215. Not in the same way that the Great Fire of London blazed in September 1666. And not in the same way that I was born, gasp, in 1975. Those were real historical events. We all know that Jesus rose from the dead, in that this is how the story goes. That's not the question. The question is whether it really happened. Did Jesus really rise from the dead as really as I ate my breakfast this morning? Well, let's ask first whether it matters. The Christian faith is a historical faith. We are real people. We live in real history. Jesus did not give us a few ideas that we might find helpful. He lived a real life, just like us. And the things he did make a real difference to our lives because he actually did them. So how do we know what God is like? Plenty of people have a good guess. But God doesn't want us to guess. He wants us to know. So in the person of Jesus, God himself lived as a man. If you've met him, you've met God. What does God think of me? Are we on good terms, me and God? Well, Jesus says that we aren't. We all think we're so much cleverer than God, that we'd do a much better job than God does at running the world, never mind our own lives. God does not take kindly to this kind of defiance. But Jesus also taught that this is why he died on the cross. When he died, he took on his own shoulders my rebelliousness towards God. That's why he had to suffer and die, and it's why I can be forgiven. But Jesus' death can only mend my relationship with God if it really happened. If I damage my neighbour's car as I'm parking mine, I need to pay to have their car mended. Or if the damage was serious, my insurer would pay. But things are only put right if their car really is fixed. It's no help to them if I just tell them a story about someone whose car got fixed. It's no good if I explain how me fixing their car would enable the restoration of our friendship if I don't actually fix the car. But Jesus really did die. So everyone who trusts him really is forgiven because the sin really was paid for. Then we come to the resurrection and we ask, does death have the final word? It feels like it, doesn't it? If you've ever grieved the loss of someone you love. But when Jesus rose from the dead, he defeated death. Death had been beaten. Another question we all ask, is death the end? Jesus rose from the dead. He came out the other side. We can be sure that death is not a cul-de-sac you go into and never come out of. And this opens the possibility that we might enjoy life after death as well. When you read about Jesus' life after he rose from the dead, this is life with a capital L. We can know what God is like. We can be friends with God again. Death has been beaten. Our own death need not be the end. But all these things are only so if Jesus is real, really lived, really died, really rose again. And if Jesus did not rise from the dead, all the rest of it unravels as well. It would have been so good to be sure about what God is like because I've met Jesus. But if Jesus is mortal like the rest of us, he's not so impressive after all. I would love to know that Jesus' death was when my rebellion against God was paid in full. But if his death was the end of him, it looks much more like his death was, well, his death. If Jesus did not rise from the dead, the whole of the Christian faith is a world of make-believe. The Christian message promises wonderful things to people who live in its fairy tale story. But for those of us who live in the real world, it's just a story. I cannot know what God is like. I cannot know that I'm forgiven. Death was never defeated, and there's no hope for life after my own death. It's just a fairy tale. The whole thing stands or falls on whether Jesus really did rise from the dead. If he did, Jesus is the best news the world has ever known. If he did not, it's no more than a good story. So it's time to ask whether it really happened. The first thing we have to be clear of is that Jesus really was dead. The Romans were professional executioners and they did not make mistakes. The women who found the empty tomb had brought with them the spices they needed to complete the burial rite. They were absolutely clear they were visiting a corpse. Then we have to be clear about what those women found when they got there, or rather what they didn't find. Jesus' body was missing. Instead, they saw two angels who told them that Jesus was risen from the dead. Before we try to work out what really happened, there is one more thing we have to be clear of. Jesus went on to appear to all of his closest followers and to quite a few others. On one occasion, over 500 people were present at the same time. In all, the New Testament records 10 separate occasions when Jesus appeared alive over a period of about 6 weeks. Jesus was dead. Jesus' body vanished. Jesus was seen alive by many different people on many different occasions. How are we to explain this? Well, first of all, how do we explain Jesus being seen alive? What were those people seeing? Hallucinations usually occur when people think they're seeing something they were already expecting to see. But all of these people thought they had lost Jesus for good. But more importantly, how do we explain the missing body? Might his enemies have stolen it? They were frustrated at people preaching that Jesus was alive. The easiest way to have scotched the rumors would have been to produce the corpse. So they didn't have it. Might his followers have stolen it? Many of them were later to die for their belief that Jesus was alive. People may die for something they believed to be true, but few would die for something they knew to be a lie. It would have only taken one would-be martyr to tell the authorities where to find the body. But to the last man and woman, not one of them did. They didn't have it either. Well, perhaps grave robbers had it. There were two problems with this. The Romans were guarding his tomb with the maximum security they knew how, and the Romans knew how to run an army. But also, the most valuable item in a grave were the embalming spices, which had not yet been applied to Jesus' body. Any grave robbers would have had to overpower a full guard of soldiers, taking that risk for the only body in the graveyard with nothing to steal. If Jesus' body was not with his enemies, or with his followers, or with robbers, the only explanation that makes any sense is to say that his body could not be produced, because Jesus really had risen from the dead. And don't forget that Luke's account was written within 30 or 40 years of these events, still within the lifetime of many of these eyewitnesses. The people who read it would have been able to check with those who saw the tomb empty and with those who claimed they saw him alive. Which leaves us with the inescapable conclusion that Jesus really did rise from the dead. Not just in the story, but for real, in history, like the Magna Carta, like my breakfast was real. He really is alive today. Which means that everything he came to bring us really is available. We really can know what God is like. We really can know that God forgives everyone who trusts in his Son Jesus. We really can know that death is defeated. We really can know that life after death awaits those who wait for Jesus to return. These things are sure, because Jesus really did rise. I'm well aware these things take some thinking about, and it takes a while for them to sink in, and many people have many questions. That is why we run a thing called Christianity Explored from time to time. It runs over 7 evenings, both here and at Woodlands, and gives you the chance to look at all this again and to ask any question you'd like, and you'd be most welcome. The fact that Jesus rose from the dead is the best news the world has ever heard. It doesn't get any better than that. Now, I'm sure you'd all want to join me in thanking our choir for practicing all the things they've done. And with such good news as this, there's one more piece for them to sing to round us off, which is "Oh Happy Day."